Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Kreutzer. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Kreutzer. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The left fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Savarin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is hit by the pitch. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Orsino and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a line drive towards third. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kreutzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Kreutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreutzer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bowens. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards second. Weiss fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with Hansen covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kreutzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham strikes out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNaughton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Kreutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreutzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kreutzer hits a line drive towards short. Savarin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaborn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-1 in the game. Cimoli hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-1 in the game. Savarin strikes out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. McNally hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seaborn moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Weiss hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bowens strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-2 in the game. Orsino takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaborn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 2 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 2 in the game. McNairtney takes first base on ball 4. Cunningham moves to second. Gene Stevens pinch runs for Jerry McNairtney. Jim Landis pinch hits for Frank Kreutzer. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing center field. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. J.C. Martin now catching. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Mike Hershberger Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Bob Savarin. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Dave McNally. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Bowens now playing right field. Boog Powell now playing left field. Bob Johnson now playing shortstop. Stu Miller now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weiss. The throw from Orsino and he is safe. Weiss steals second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Weiss trying to get to home. Adair throws to Orsino who tags Weiss for the out. Hershberger moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 3 in the game. Brandt strikes out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bowens strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 3 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to second. One out. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Orsino strikes out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.